Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a pretty big day today with a little bit of volatility mixed in. We started off today selling off here, especially in the beans. The March beans went and made new lows for the last couple months, traded down to $12.60. The previous support levels had been 1262.5, and then it rallied. It rallied 26.5 cents off the lows to 1286.5, and then closed about 1276 or so, 10 cents off the highs. November 14 beans remained under pressure and closed the day about even money, just over 1097. That was about 10 cents off the low. They traded down to $10.88. Wheat futures, on the other hand, wheat futures were steady here without any real big move. March was 2.25 higher at 6.11, and then July 14 was up a quarter cent at $6 even. Most of the news out of South America in regards to corn and bean harvest has really looked pretty negative. They're having pretty good yields at this time. The problem now is going to be getting it to the port and then selling it. We keep expecting to have an export switch to South America, but it hasn't happened yet, which we'll talk about a little bit here in a second. And then the weather pattern over the next 10 days or so, there's a little bit of a cold front February 3rd through the 8th, but it should return to more normal temperatures.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's regular export report was bullish across the board here. We had bean exports at 494,800. It's 104% above where the USDA currently has us estimated. So that's a kind of a bullish thing. A lot of guys were looking for 200,000 to 300,000 metric tons worth of export cancellations due to a switch to South America, but that didn't happen, and that was the big surprise here for bean exports. Corn exports were 1.837 million metric tons. That's 86.5% of the USDA projections for this time of the year. And then wheat, strong as well, just under 795,000 metric tons. And we're at 85.3% of the USDA projections. Cotton, we're at 479,000 bales for the week. And that's at 86% of the USDA. And then some other world news. China has increasing amount of bird flu cases. And, of course, they're on a week-long holiday, so there's not a lot of news out of the Chinese government or information sources. But that should resume next week. And then we have additional cases of the swine, the PED swine virus that's been going around in Canada. And so that could affect corn demand a little bit.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up 7 cents at 142.15, January feeders were down 12 cents at 171.67, and February lean hogs were down 15 at 86.37. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 2 cents at 6.10 3/4, Chicago March wheat up 2 at 5.53 1/2. In the row crops, Chicago March corn up 6 cents at 4.33 1/2, and in the soybean markets, March was up 5 3/4 cents at 12.75 even. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.